All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Media Hijacked, episode 139. Before we get started, if you guys want to get some official Media Hijacked shirts, you can get one just like this one.
I like that, too. I like that.
Just simple with our logo. You can head over to themediahijack.com, grab you a couple of t-shirts. Also, if you guys want to visit us on Reddit, you can join our Reddit community and post whatever you guys want. Also, if you guys want to catch the live taping of this Twitch video, you can head over to our YouTube page, catch the replay. I always post it on Wednesday. I try to get it before morning time, depending on how I feel when I wake up.
Hey, man. It's all good?
Yeah, but Wednesdays for sure, you get the replay, and then you get the audio, you get everything. It'll be on Spotify, Google, everywhere.
There you go.
Apple. Wherever you guys get your your audios.
Anywhere.
Audio podcast. Also, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe. If you're like audio listener, just scroll down and give us that 5 stars. And you guys can go to our YouTube and give us that subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. That's a little cool. Sloppy, huh?
Yeah.
139th episode in.
Yeah, right?
It's like my first day.
First day in office.
First day in office. All right. So the main topic, well, the first topic, we're going to be talking about super soldiers and genetic engineering.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys know about, when I was like a child, I always imagined any soldier to be like more better than a normal man.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
because I thought they're like superheroes. I was like, oh shit, they must be superheroes. Like, they're going out there to fight a war. I always thought that as a kid and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then growing up, I was like, I don't know. I kind of like take that back a little. But then like, I was thinking, I was like, okay, do they like, for like the special soldiers that get into like special programs, like special ops or whatever, mm-hmm. are some of the soldiers like being, you know, like a what's the word? Oh, damn. It's like they're bred to do what they're supposed to do.
Oh,
like from the beginning.
Kind of like I can't think of it. I keep wanting to say selective breeding, and that's not what I'm. That's not what I mean. I think a lot of it comes down to, well, for one, it's the mind. Because I've known, like, I've had friends who have, I've had several friends back in my day when I used to be in the military, three I was really close to, who tried numerous times to get into like some kind of like...
I know the word. It's groom.
Groom. There you go.
Yeah, they get groomed.
That's a bad word now. You gotta be...
It's
a no word.
So, the comp says clone soldiers, MK Ultra.
Ooh, MK Ultra is kind
of
close.
Yeah, MK Ultra would be a part of like that super soldier program.
And I do have something about that too, about another experiment they've tried. It's called like a Thought to Kill or something like that, where you try to use soldiers' minds. But I'll save that for a little bit later. But I had three friends I was actually just close to at one time, and they all at one point was trying to be like parajumpers. To jump out of planes. Oh, shit.
Oh, like a parachute?
Yeah, jump out of planes, parachuting down, and getting action. And they had to go to, like, kind of like almost kind of like a special forces type of training where they have to go underwater, be submerged, and all this other stuff. Damn. And they were all extremely physically fit, but they could never make it through the school.
Why is that?
Because it's the mind. Because they hold you in the water. It's all about not panicking, being in certain situations. You can be big all you want, but if you don't have the mind to get through these certain situations,
right. The
muscles ain't going to mean shit. So you can have the body. Like you can have the body all you want, but they're not looking for the body, I don't think. You can work out on your own time. They want you to have the mentality of being able to accomplish like these missions that normal people really normally wouldn't be able to accomplish. So
they need to know if they can be able to, I guess, control you. In certain situations.
In some type of way, yeah. Because a lot of military shit comes down to, hey, we trying to separate you from everyone else. You're not an individual anymore. You're part of the whole greater cause of this movement of the military. And this is your mission. And it's greater than you. And da-da-da-da. And it's like ingrained all this stuff in your brain. That's just like the beginning phase. Other phases, kill, 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 kill. And Because in the military, and most jobs in the military are admin jobs and desk work, but you, at the end of the day, in the military, your job is to be a soldier first before anything. That's your main job, no matter what. Like, everybody needs to know how to use a gun. Mm-hmm. But then you have these special forces type of people that you need to know how to use a gun, and then some. And it's more than just being a big-ass dude that works out in the gym all the time.
So they end up, like, personally, like, losing their own identity and just gaining, like, kind of like a new one?
Yeah,
Or building, like, a new identity?
Pretty much. For them.
Strength for now. Strength for later. For now.
Oh, no, just now. Right now. Yeah, man. So.
Yeah, in the chat, Gemini Man is kind of like that.
I've never seen that, but I've always wanted to, but never have.
I've seen half of it.
Really? Did you like it?
I don't remember.
Oh, no.
But I remember watching it, but I never finished it. But yeah, I think his story was like that. Like he was like I guess he had like another version of him.
Yeah, he like went up against his younger clone self,
with the more powerful version. I kind of remember it, but yeah, that's the whole story. And
imagine fighting your younger self in the days when you used to go to the gym and
he doing better.
Yeah. Yeah. When he's taking the Muay Thai classes, imagine fighting your younger self.
Yeah, and then he never stopped taking those
classes. And he never stopped it, yeah.
He ended up in the UFC.
His whole path is a multiverse.
Yeah, he ended up being like a real fighter. I'm like, God damn.
The multiverse, man.
It's like, that's interesting. Let me see how this plays out. Like, can I die and watch you?
Can I start this all over again?
Yeah, can I die and watch you live your life? And then you're just watching yourself in the crowd like, God damn.
That's me.
They really like that guy.
I'm bad as fuck. Damn, man. Look at me whipping his ass. Shit.
That'll be weird as shit, right? Just watching yourself kick somebody else's ass and shit.
I'll be screaming so loud.
You're crying like,
fuck him up.
Damn. Like, I fucked up my reality.
Damn, nah, I suck. I hate myself.
But then, like in his reality, he's, like, super depressed.
Yeah, you mean.
He doesn't even like to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hurts in here.
Yeah, he's like, man, I didn't even want to go this route, man. I was just trying to fix printers and shit.
Well, I don't know why I went wrong.
It's like, fuck, man. I don't even like fighting, man. That shit's scary.
I'm tired of killing people.
I just listen to my manager. I just do whatever they say and shit. Now I become, like, one of those, like, special ops. Like,
yeah.
But, like, an MMA fighter as a special op guy.
Yeah. Shit, man. Life is funny.
But yeah, that's our topic for tonight.
Yeah, that's our topic for tonight, folks. So yeah,
we have that. And then I have like another topic. We're talking about a sidekick accused of fraud. And then, you know, shout out to...
Like Miss Cleo?
Yeah, like Miss Cleo.
Oh!
Like, yeah, she did like a thing for one of her clients and saying that if you don't want to die, you have to pay me like $1 million. Then I guarantee you won't die. Because of whatever spirits that's haunting you. Oh. And now they're suing them because...
I would too.
They're like, hey, Miss Cleo, like, so that $1 million we gave you, you're just going to spend it all on all these lavish things? And then that's when they're saying, hey, you're a fraud. Mm. But then we'll talk about that story later.
All right.
And then I got another story about, like, Mississippi voted to ban a gas station heroin.
Oh, okay. Oh, the South.
Yes. You know how like gas stations, they be selling all these weird ass stuff. You don't even know
if all the time,
like,
man.
Legit, but there's
dick,
like,
pills.
Yeah,
no, like, we'll never take that stuff.
But there's like this one thing that they were selling at the gas station where it's like the same effects as heroin, and people were having like effects like if they were using like opioids and stuff, because like people were actually breaking into the gas station to steal the stuff from the gas station.
They're trying to go to Smack City. That's what they're trying to. Yeah. Oh my God! You turned the whole neighborhood into junkies.
So they're trying to ban that, because remember, like back then, like gas stations, they would sell like bath salts. Man. They would sell what's that other shit?
Salvia. Yes.
Salvia, man. Was one of the shit that it went through like.
Easy,
like,
man.
Like our generation, because I dabbled in that too. I was like,
I did too.
And then I was like, holy shit, this is at the gas station. That's when I realized, I was like, hey, you know, fucking FDA, they don't have control over nothing. No. If this shit like went through all the fences and then a gas station is illegally selling it,
oh, yeah.
I was like, FDA don't got no control over nothing.
Nada.
Everything is going like through like all these loopholes, like bloop, 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 passing all these like green check marks.
They're so busy trying to make money, man. They ain't trying to take care of people. They ain't trying to look out for us.
They're out here selling like fucking heroin, like
out of a damn gas station,
right on the counter.
Oh my God, that's fucking insane.
Yeah, You got any other stories before we get into the main topic?
Yeah, I was going to talk about Funko Pop and...
That's the little collector's item stuff?
Yeah, man.
Those are cool, man.
Well, nobody's buying them, so I got to talk about that.
Really?
No, it's a crazy... It was not a crazy story. It's just a story, but I thought more people was buying it than I thought. And then I talked about Japan with the 7,000 islands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Japan just discovered they had 7,000 islands they never seen before. Mm. We're going to get crazy with this one, I feel like. And that's about it.
All right, let's get started.
Let's go.
All right, so Super Soldiers. All right, so Super Soldiers program refers to a military or government initiative aimed at creating soldiers with exceptionally physical and mental capabilities beyond what is possible with the current human biology. So, like, with the current human, our normal biology, if I tell you to climb, like, a 12-foot wall, like, we wouldn't be able to do that shit, right?
Mm-mm.
But then if you tell, like, a super soldier, he wouldn't even think twice. That fool's around the roof.
He's like, what wall?
Yeah.
Like, he's already over it.
Climb what? Yeah, so, like, I guess, like, with these programs, I don't think they ever admitted publicly that they were doing programs,
mm-hmm.
creating super soldiers, have they?
Some of the stuff I was looking at, well, China is currently trying to do a super soldier type program from what I was reading earlier. And during when Russia tried to invade Ukraine, which I didn't even hear about this story till I started looking up stuff for this episode. Like Vladimir Putin and the rest of the Russian government was starting to make accusations against the Ukraine for producing super soldiers.
Really?
When they were invading. Now, it could be a thing of where they wanted to make an excuse of why Russia was losing to a very tiny country versus Russia's massive size. So maybe they was like, right, they got super soldiers. Like that. That's the only reason why we can't beat them. Because I ain't going to lie, I thought Russia was going to run over Ukraine. And Ukraine is still holding up against this supposed superpower of a country. And... Mm-hmm. So I guess like it kind of like Russia's like, they got super soldiers, because there were rumors that they did have bio labs out there and all types of stuff and whatnot. There was like rumors and conspiracies going around about that. And I think Russia was going along with it, saying they got to have super soldiers because that's the only reason why we have issues trying to dominate this tiny country.
Well, like if Ukraine has like super soldiers along with China, I would think Russia has been doing the same things from day one.
I think humanity since the humanity discovered war and physical labor have always trying to produce like a super soldier type thing. Mm-hmm. Even with sports, always trying to produce like that apex like human being that could physically do it all. Like from just like because war has always been around since humans have been around, but. Mm-hmm. It's like with Spartans and Shaka Zulu, yeah. And African Zulu kingdom and Alexander the Great, and they've always tried to produce like the strongest soldiers. It's always been like through breeding and stuff. Nowadays it's like CRISPR, which is the new wave. Now it's like we putting two people in bed together. We can do this in a lab. Like we just cut out the hard part. You know?
Yeah, they're like, you guys don't have to go around the world to find like your perfect match to make like the perfect specimen according to like your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you wanted to produce like an offspring that can fucking dunk on Shaq and shit.
Yes.
You'd be like, hey, you don't have to go to Zimbabwe.
Look at these.
Slow down, Rebecca Black. Just come into our office here at the CRISPR Labs, and then we'll go ahead and get your eggs ready to get you like an offspring that can, you know, perform at whatever.
To give us a soldier.
Yeah, or if you just want to make like a NBA basketball superstar.
You know, there's a conspiracy. I don't know if it's a huge conspiracy right now, but my sister mentioned this like last year. She's talking about like
they're all bred for it.
It's going to get to a point where like a lot of NBA players are going to be like half black, half white. It's not going to be like completely black anymore, because a lot of the NBA players that were in the league at the one time, they're going out and they're marrying white women, and then now the kids are going into the same sport. So now they have black, half white, just dominating.
Do you think that, like, when they're with like their white females, right, and they're having the kids, do you think that they're actually modifying like the own kid DNA? Like, even though, like,
yeah, they're part of it. They're
dumb pregnant, like they're still manipulating the DNA.
After
she's pregnant.
Oh, I don't know. That'd be crazy. That would be insane if that was a baby farm for a sport? That'd be crazy.
Because if you think about it, right, like if we're walking around like in public society, right, it's rare that we come across somebody that's like over like 6 feet tall.
But they're all in the sports though.
Right.
Yes,
but it's rare to see it in public.
Yeah, you very don't see rare.
It all the time.
Very, very rare.
But then, like, if you go to like NBA game, right, and you're looking at these basketball players, like, what the fuck? These are all fucking giants. And you're like, damn, and they're all here playing basketball.
They're massive.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of them that's like tall like that. Like, if you're walking in public, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You don't come across. They're not just out here just walking. Like, there's not a lot of really tall people.
Even if you did come across a very tall person or a big guy bigger than normal, they've tried sports at one point.
Yeah.
They dabbled in it, maybe got injured or something.
Yeah, or they're in the sport.
Yeah, or they're either in it already, but for the most part, that's normal.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? Like, you see, if you want to see, like, the giants of the world, you go to an NBA game. Mm. You go to a football game. You're like, damn.
Larger than life.
Yeah, like, damn. Like, they're all here.
Because then you'll see, like, a football player that'd be, I don't know, like, 250, and they can run their ass off. But it's like, you know, you're big as shit, but you're running like almost like a track star speed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, damn, how y'all making this happen? Y'all are scouting out. Are they either making these people or they're either just
secretly bred?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's something, you know?
Maybe secretly bred.
Maybe it's in the food.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe it's in the food. Oh, yeah, so. So, yeah, I came across this article. The title of it was Why Super Soldiers May Soon Become a Nightmare Turned Reality. Really good article because it talks about all the experiments they've tried in different ways on people within the past 30 years, right, of trying to create like a super soldier. One is actually engineered blood could offer huge performance boost. So basically just trying to create artificial red blood cells called reciprocytes, and basically – it would give the users the ability to hold their breath and for extended periods of time and for massive off and also give like jumps. So if you're a person that is and basically saying like it's basically going to give like a boost to oxygen within your red blood cells. So they're saying that you could go from a person that's able to hold your breath underwater for like 4 hours and could run, say, maybe miles and miles and miles while holding your breath before you even breathe. Mm. So it's kind of like, it just keeps your body, the oxygen flow going without having you like, constantly having to like gasping for air.
So it's like oxygen filled blood.
Just oxygen filled blood, just constantly pumping through it. And so they're trying to do it with these tiny machines. It says it will be made up of three parts, rotors to absorb and release oxygen, and rotors to absorb and release carbon dioxide, and rotors to absorb and release glucose. In effect, the reciprocytes would do the same job for red blood cells, just for better than nature could permit. The concept is based off the Robert da, 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 but basically it says that it would basically could make a person to a point hold their breath at the bottom of a swimming pool for 4 hours, or let someone sprint at speeds at least 15 minutes at top speeds, like your max speed, running for 15 minutes before you even take a breath. So you're just like hauling ass, just running, and you're not breathing. You just hold your breath because the blood is still pumping. You know, so it's amazing.
That's interesting. I would think they've been using that like for the Olympics.
Well, they do something similar to that with sports, which is illegal. It's where you what's the term for it? It's called blood doping. There you go. This is all being used by athletes. It's a common cheat among athletes who participate in blood doping, which involves drawing from your blood. And then you separate the red blood cells from the rest of your blood. And then once your body kind of like rejuvenates your red blood cells, they take the red blood cells that was separated from your other blood and inject it in you. So it's like, boom, a boost of red blood cells.
Damn.
That they already separated. And it's now like you get nitrous. Yes, and it gives you that hella boost to...
Damn, this is why we can't compete with these Olympic people, man. Because they're doing all these fucking high-tech shit. Like, no random person from a country with barely no money, they're not gonna provide that type of, you know,
that type of
like quality of
no hell drugs. No, not at all.
Because I know like Russia, they've been caught like many times, like many doing times. Like illegal stuff, like with the doping and whatever Olympics and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think they went as far as actually like building a separate like testing facility to make it seem like it's like legit testing. Mm-hmm. But they actually like built a room for when they did the testing, like for their own Russian people.
Yeah,
like it just went through because they're actually doing the testing like in their own area that they actually built. Like they made it, like they made walls for that shit.
Hmm. Okay.
Look into it. It's
I'm curious. No, that's actually
like built like their own little booth and shit within like the testing facility.
Just holy shit. That sounds like
I was like, damn, they like some money heist shit.
Yeah, right? Seriously.
They broke in that shit. They built their own little shit.
Damn.
They go all legit. Like, oh yeah, we're testing. Oh, they pass.
They're good. Damn. Okay.
And they're all boosted and shit.
They're jacked up now?
Yeah, like fucking, they can't feel nothing.
Yeah, man.
Hey. They got nothing but gasoline.
But all it is, man, when I hear stuff like this, we're trying to create the super soldier, all I just hear is like, they're just trying to boost labor for something to work for the man, I guess. I don't know. To kill better. But yeah, so, yeah, blood doping is used in real life. And it seems like now with this this artificial blood, it's supposed to kick it up to like the next level of peak performance. And so like another thing I came across, oh sorry, did you want to have anything?
No, like I mean, if they design all this for like athletes, right? Mm-hmm. Like does the normal people, like are we able to get in contact with these type of drugs to use like for our own personal use?
I would imagine that would cost a shit ton of money. That an athlete could afford, not us plebs.
Right. Like if we do get it, we get like the ghetto version.
Yeah, like hey, this is when people try to get like the
We don't get the Viagra, we get like the blue pills.
It would be like the,
or whatever they call them,
the Mexican version of a Brazilian butt lift. It's like low cost and then it's done in somebody's garage.
Bad quality.
Yeah, you just get like the cheap quality shit.
Damn.
I could see that. I wouldn't trust it because David said like even with blood doping can throw you off too, and that's why it's like not really healthy to do stuff like that. But this one, the engineered blood, seems like it cut all that shit out.
Is that like the new stuff that they're doing? Because I know the blood doping, that's the old stuff.
That's old stuff. So the engineered blood is like, they're saying they're trying to do it for like as far as with soldiers right now. That's something they've been looking into for a while. Just creating artificial blood. And I remember hearing this back doing, I didn't know about artificial blood at all until I played, what's that video game? Metal Gear Solid 4, where they talked about this new wave of soldiers coming through and they're like cybernetically enhanced. And what they did was remove all their old blood and inserted like artificial blood in them. But the blood is like white colored.
With nanobots?
Yes, yeah, like nanomachines and everything.
Whoa.
And so what's in the, like the white blood that they inserted in them and with the nanomachines, a lot of times too, it can control soldiers on the battlefield, like their emotions. Like Metal Gear Solid was ahead of its time on a whole lot of shit. And if not ahead of its time, it was just speaking the truth of what was going on right now. It talks about how in the not too distant future, soldiers on the battlefield, when they're getting shot at, some soldiers are going to break under pressure, start crying, start don't want to shoot. Now, you have people at home base who are monitoring this, like, hey, we have soldier 7684. He's on the battlefield. He's freaking out. Okay, we're going to release this type of adrenaline in the system right now to boost him up and keep fighting and keep him from crying. So
turn off bitch mode.
Yes, basically turn off bitch mode and then gas him up. And then they'd be crying on the battlefield. Next one, they're like, oh, get up and start fighting. But they control your emotions on the battlefield to keep you fighting. Wild shit, man. That's Metal Gear Solid was awesome.
That's cool as shit.
It was like cool but horrifying. It's like you're taking away these people's free will and you're just making them to machines at this point, man.
When I grow up, I want to be a super soldier. Says nobody ever. I would think like the new generation, none of them want to be soldiers. Like fuck it, we're already like super like introverted and shit. Like we want to stay home and play soldier on games.
Call of Duty, man.
Yeah. We ain't trying to go out there and fight like you guys, like back in 9/11 days and shit.
They were saying recently that there was a dip in like military recruiting.
I would imagine a huge dip in the last 10 years.
Especially if you consider like how many people who went to Iraq and Afghanistan and saw the effects of PTSD from this 20-year war, and now this new generation is of age to want to fight, and they're like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, because they see too much internet. They'd be like, what for? Like, why are we fighting?
What for is this for?
Yeah, because it already passed through the bullshit meter. They're like, no.
And it's starting to hurt.
Know, like the last generation, they might not know. Because they barely had, half of them barely had access to the internet.
Yeah, I'm one of them. I'm one of them, man. Like,
but we know. We see it. We see everything on the other side and everything. We don't want a part of that shit.
I was the people that joined the military, but in the early age of the internet, the only thing I was looking up was like boobs and Dragon Ball Z pictures and shit.
E-Bums World?
Yeah, and E-Bums World. That was it. There was no bringing reality to the truth of war in America. A lot of people ain't with the shits no more, man. Nobody want to fight. And I get it. It's not for everybody. I don't think anybody should, be honest. But
yeah, I mean, we're at the point now, like, do we even need an army? Or we can just deploy out artificial intelligence drones and fucking machines that can go out there and do a way better job if they wanted to annihilate whatever other army?
Yes.
Right? It'd be a battle of, like, who has the best technology. It wouldn't be a battle between humans anymore.
Actually, I do have something for that, because they're trying. There's another thing that a lot of militaries are testing right now. Well, one is night vision. They try to check night vision into. They just tried it in mice, and they had mice go through like this maze, and they put like some kind of cheese or something as an incentive at the end of the maze. But they had all the lights turned off, and so when the mice tried to go through it, it was bumping into the walls. But then
So mice can't see in the dark?
I guess over time, which the eyes adjust or whatever. But I guess the maze was unfamiliar to them too, so they was kind of like lost for a second. But then once they started injecting mice with like some type of they injected them with some kind of like a navigation thing to help them triangulate like signals or whatever through their senses a little bit more. And they only referenced it as like nanoparticles, but basically allowed them to like with the lights turned off. They let the mice try again to go through the maze, and with the exact same results you would expect, they couldn't find their way through the dark, but then the scientists injected them with nanoparticles to convert infrared light to visible light directly into the eyeballs, and basically just allowed them to see in the night faster than normal. Mm-hmm. And so now this is a technique they want to try with soldiers, because a lot of combat happens at night, and night vision goggles, for anybody who's ever worn them, they really have bad depth perception, and they're not really ideal for combat situations. Maybe to see where something's at, but as far as like trying to move and shoot and everything, mm-hmm. it's not good to have like night vision goggles on. So they're trying to figure out ways of, like, hey, ejecting something to like a soldier's eye to like turns off the light immediately by very fast instead of like.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Can I get that injection?
Yeah, can I get that? And so, but that was one of them. But the one I was going to get on to is it says turning thoughts into firepower on the battlefield. So basically, DARPA was designing this helmet called the Silent Talk, and it was going to put it on to soldiers. And now they were going to try to use this on soldiers who are maybe paraplegic and whatnot, who may not be able to be fighter pilots. But they attached this helmet on these soldiers.
Wait, there's paraplegic soldiers?
Yeah, there's people in the military with like missing legs and stuff. I've known like a handful.
But they're still on duty?
Yeah, or they're trying to like give people jobs who, hey, we can also have people that's paraplegic in the military and put these helmets on them. Because what the program they're trying to run now is, and they've tested this through like a flight simulation of where they pilot drones, but through the helmet. And it's using thought.
Damn.
Yeah, and like I said, it's called Silent Talk. Says the goal is to read a user's pre-speech brainwaves and convert them into transmittable data. The recipient's system would receive and translate data into audible visual cues in the recipient's head. So basically, they would think of something, and whatever the flight simulation showed, in a flight simulation, if it showed the plane going up and down, it was all based off of thought. It wasn't like any kind of control. So you can be like basically stuck like this.
Yeah, I remember like they were dabbling with this type of technology with monkeys, and they attached these monkeys to all these wires and shit, see if their brain can actually control what's going on the screen on the monitor. And the monkeys were actually like doing the same shit, like controlling whatever is moving on like the screen, like playing ping pong or whatever. So they were doing this stuff way back then, but I'm wondering now, like with the new stuff, if like the soldiers, if something's being installed in their brain before they actually do like these type of activities, using their head before they put a helmet on.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine, like, with Neuralink, with Elon Musk, you know, like you're installing like, chips in the head and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would think, like, okay, like, if Elon, like, a public figure out here is doing something, installing, like, a chip in humans' brains, you would think, like, the government has been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, you would think so, before he came along. Elon yeah, for sure. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He's, like, this is something like he's kind of like either... I guess like piggybacking off of the idea of it, but yeah, this he wasn't the first one to do it. They've been trying to do shit like this forever,
His was just like publicly because you know the government. Like I'm pretty sure they have technology that we won't even see for the next 20 years.
Oh, for sure. They're not trying to.
They can't just throw it out in the public and shit.
Yeah, man. It's easier said than done. And that's how it is with even. And the thing is too, and the reason why. It's like that. And I've read a good article that was explaining it too. In America, even though the government can't, like the government does a lot of shady shit behind the scenes, whether it's with soldiers or just warfare or this, that, and the third. They still have to deal with public scrutiny if the information gets out and it looks bad and it can hurt the country as a whole in a lot of ways. But I did read an article explaining that the reason why China is able to do what they do is because their government is like absolute. Like they don't let anything be transparent to the people and they're able to get away with more stuff than maybe America could. Because they even talking about how like right now with China is like basically trying to weaponize just like trying to create like a new domain for warfare because they've been getting accusations of trying to create super soldiers too with CRISPR technology.
Damn.
Which I didn't even know that until I just started reading stuff about this.
So, yeah, I think they all had like access to like a DNA genetically modifying like method of doing that for DNA, but I think CRISPR was like the step for like the public just to show you that hey, we are capable of doing this.
Yeah, this is the new wave.
It
needed
like a public face to it and shit.
Hell yeah!
I think it happens to be with that lady, the CEO, whatever. I think her name is Jennifer Doudna. I remember her last name.
I remember she was a chick. I can't remember
her last name Doudna. The last three letters
DNA. Yeah,
I was like, that's
right.
Kind of weird. I was like, am I the only one that caught that? Because I never heard anybody else talk about that. Because when I was watching the documentary on Netflix about the whole CRISPR shit, and then I was looking at her name, I was like, holy shit, DNA is in her last name, like literally spelled out.
Did you do this on purpose, or were you just
like Doudna? I'm like, whoa, because she was talking about this dream that she had. Right, she said she had a dream where she saw Hitler in her dream, and she said Hitler was like sitting like in this big ass chair, and then he turned around like kind of like silhouette style and shit, like just like a shadow. And then she says she saw Hitler, and she said Hitler came to her in a dream, and then he went up to her and asked her, "Tell me more about CRISPR technology."
Oh, because he's trying to do some shit like that.
And this
back
is
then too.
Her in an interview talking about her dream about DNA. Manipulation, and then Hitler came to her. He came to her in her dream and told her, "Tell me more about this." And then she fucking woke up and with like in cold sweat. She was like, "Holy shit, that's fucking creepy as fuck."
What if that's a sign for her to stop this? Like, what if it's an omen?
Yeah. Maybe? What's crazy about that story is because if you go back, you look at how the Germans and the Nazis were operating.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually trying to make like the perfect like.
Blonde hair, blue eyes,
yeah,
white
they were
man.
Manipulating DNA too, like back then, like trying to make like the perfect person and shit with the blue eye, blonde hair.
Yeah, they even did it back then with I don't say like I was just reading stuff about how it doing with like, the concentration camps, they would do experiments a lot on twins and I was about to say the M word, little people. They would do experiments on them and then just
maggots.
See, huh? Was it magnets?
Maggots.
Little people. Mm-hmm. But they would do like experiments and also to homosexuals and stories of where they would castrate men to see how it would affect the body, basically chopping off their balls.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a video on YouTube where they should have like these six boys, I think it's like six. These six boys who were like Jewish that was in a concentration camp and they were all castrated and they're made to sing like a song by basically Nazis. Mm-hmm. They made it sing like a song and they all sound like women, but it's like opera song and it sounds beautiful. And then when I looked up, like read some more about these women, I thought it was singing a song. It was actually boys they had castrated. And they was trying to test out, like, hey, testosterone comes from balls and da da da. So their voice was more high pitched.
That makes sense, because I heard, like Michael Jackson was, he was chemically castrated.
What? No.
Yeah. You never heard of that?
No.
Yeah, that's why Michael Jackson hit high notes easy.
Actually, I heard his voice was not really that way. I heard he faked it.
Well,
I heard he has a real street voice.
word on the street, he was chemically castrated by his father. Yeah, look it up. Ask ChatGPT.
Michael Jackson,
he was chemically castrated. That's why, yeah, after the Jackson 5, was it called Jackson 5? Mm-hmm. Yeah, after that era, they're like, hey, he has that voice. Keep it like that. It's like, all right.
Forever.
What can we do? Oh, we got to chemically castrate him. I don't know the exact details of how you chemically castrate somebody. Like, do you know?
No, but I've watched... cult videos, and they talk about
who watches cult videos.
Well, I do, but
oh yeah, we have a cult expert. You know what? Like, Chris, the cult expert.
Well, like
that might be your name from now on. I might have to take that
unholy out.
Yeah,
there was a
unholy Jesus, already bad Jesus. Now you're cult
Jesus.
Oh shit, Chris, cult Jesus.
CJ.
I don't know, man. That might throw the algorithms off.
It
might send us to like the shadow realm with all the bad stuff.
It's like, oh, we see what you guys are into. All right. Follow me.
Yeah, you could catch your podcast on the dark web. That's what I'm
saying. Follow me. I know the right room for you guys.
We don't want to be there.
But what was it? Heaven's Gate. So they wound up doing like chemical castration at one point. And some of these cults do this shit. I think a lot of times it comes from the cult leader doing it on purpose. So a lot of these cult leaders just want to sleep with women. That's what it comes down to. And they want to stop their husbands. They just want to make their husbands into cucks. That's I've always noticed in cults. That's a weird sex thing. So back to this. Right quick before I wrap this up, because I'm about done with this story. So China's actually been accused of trying to create enhanced soldiers. I can't even say biologically, but enhanced soldiers. They actually got accusations from the CIA and United States intelligence and whatnot that they're trying to create these super soldiers, and they're trying to create it like basically like at the most basic level with CRISPR. They want to do gene therapy and whatnot. They already have a group called the BGI, which is known as the Beijing Genomics Inc.
Damn.
Which also manages China's gene bank, because China has a gene bank. Everybody's genes in it, and
I like that
they got a gene bank. So
I think every country should have a gene bank.
I think it makes sense, especially considering that
that apocalypse is coming.
Well, China has like a huge like issue with producing females, because remember they had an overpopulation at one time, and it's like, hey, we need to toss out all the females. And now in China,
they fucked up big time.
It's too many men and not enough Chinese women there.
China's like a sausage factory.
And it's offsetting the whole balance of the country now. So now you're seeing, like, and I remember hearing this years ago too, where you're seeing like Chinese men are now going to Africa and getting African brides. And now I'm thinking, when I first heard that story, I'm like, oh my God, they're trying to create a super soldier. Right? That was my first take. When I first heard it, like, they're trying to create a super soldier race of a Chinese man and an African woman. God help us all. They're trying to do something, but they're trying to. But a lot of them, like Chinese men, are actually marrying African women, and they're trying to produce kids.
That's real?
It's real shit. I heard about this years ago, back when they realized, oh shit, we don't have any Chinese women anymore. Where do we go to next? Well, we can't.
Are they like in love though, or are they just getting like random African women as like, I have no choice. Like that, or actually, are they falling in love? And
that's the thing. I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to do.
That is sad.
But it's showing like now it could be a thing with maybe the worlds are coming together and joining and becoming one. But I think it's more nefarious reasons behind it, because China put themselves in a situation of, oh shit, we got too many penises, way too many, and it's starting to cause a problem with men who don't want to go out and try to date, because you got a bunch of dudes sitting at the house now because there's no women to even chase after. So now they're trying to bring Africa into the mix, and yeah, so that's why they have a gene bank, I think. That's my theory on it. It makes sense. They need a gene bank. They need to do something with it, because their population is out of whack. I say,
release the sex bots.
Uh-oh.
Release them.
Release all of them?
I got to take a leak real quick.
Okay.
We'll be right back. And we're back.
All right. But yeah, that's it for that one.
No, I got a little bit more information.
Oh, you do? Okay, cool.
Right, so like we know, like the Germans, right? The Nazis, they were dabbling in this genetic manipulation. Mm-hmm. So the Nazis, they had their own program. It's called the Lebensborn mm-hmm. program.
I thought you were going to say lesbian.
Yeah. It looked like the spelling is like
pretty close.
Yeah, but it's Lebensborn program, okay. Which is aimed to create a master race of genetically superior soldiers through selective breeding. So the program reportedly involved kidnapping children from occupied territories and raising them in a controlled environment to maximize their physical and mental potential.
That's insane.
So this was like a real thing where they were actually kidnapping like children in Germany to do these programs to where they were actually trying to create like a superior soldier, like trying to get all the good genes mm-hmm. in whatever children in that area, and then these children would be like, you know, they would be raised in environments that they controlled everything mm. from their entertainment to their learning to, you know, whatever they did, like actively as far as like
and just
their physical shit
and just shape and mold them to yeah, be future soldiers,
how their brain works and stuff. And the Nazis were doing this way back then before mm. World War II. They're already into that whole breeding a perfect superior soldier.
You know, I found out something recently. I was watching this documentary on Hulu. It's called the 1619 Project. The reason why it's called 1619 is because
that's like the aspect ratio for like a YouTube thumbnail, right?
What? No. No. It took me a second. I was like, wait, what? No. This yeah. 1619 is a year, supposed year when African slaves first came to America. Mm. And I just found out during the documentary, which is very interesting, it never dawned on me that when it came to selective breeding, Nazis actually got the idea from America mm. of how to do it. Actually, Nazis doing everything that they did, they got the idea from America. The reason why is because during American slavery, selective breeding was done a lot. They wanted to build like the biggest, strongest slave to do the maximum amount of work. And they wanted to control them and not do, like, basically just concrete, like.
When you say slaves, like, are these like African?
African-American slaves, yeah, doing slavery in America. And they were doing, what was that?
Yeah, like, you know how some people, like, I remember in high school, I don't know if you remember this kid's name, I'm just going to say his name. You remember Clifton?
Yeah, man.
He was like this small black dude, right?
Jacked.
Yeah, and he doesn't work out for nothing. But he's jacked, like, yep. He's just flexing and shit, and just fucking, he's like...
Little guy, too.
Just yeah, it's like a little guy. He never goes to the gym, but his body is built, like, already, like, he goes to the gym, like, 24-7.
Yes.
I was like, dude.
I remember him.
The fuck is this weird-ass shit going on here? Like, why are you so jacked like that?
Actually, I think I saw like, him on Facebook
like,
recently.
I was like, you work out secretly? He's like, I don't even work out, dude.
He's like, go home, watch Dragon Ball Z.
He's like, I'm just born like this. So you think, like...
He maybe comes from that, you know?
Very possible because you know how they're already trying to modify, like, you know, their genes and make them, you know, staying as like that one gene that just works hard. Mm-hmm. So they're already built with like a performance body.
Yeah.
Like the body's already built for performance. Yeah. It's like they're born and then into a Ferrari body.
Really. Yeah. It's already just because genetic, what do you call like the genetic lotto? Like they want a genetic lotto basically.
Right.
This is how you were bred back. Right. Your family was bred back then. And now,
yeah, so he was just naturally just already like a built machine.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he was, him being born into like our generation and stuff, is there's no need for it's him just, to be that machine.
You're just a kid, man. So why are you so jacked in high school?
He's just a kid. And he was like shorter than everybody, but he was like.
He's always ripped though. I remember he's like.
Ripped. I'm like, dude.
And not even like
I was like, it's lunchtime. I don't need to see your biceps.
I'm trying to eat my chicken sandwich, man. Like, what are you doing?
Because I can remember seeing like him flexing like in the courtyard in the cafeteria or whatever. So,
yeah.
I was like, damn, okay.
And mind you, listeners.
Imagine if you listen to the show.
He wasn't so like super jacked, but he was more like
he was naturally like cut.
Everything, yeah,
his muscles were ripped, everything.
Like lean, I guess, is what I'm looking at. Yeah,
lean, but with muscle. Then you're like, where did muscle come from?
Do we have a man crush on him? Because I did notice this back in school, too. I was like, he's kind of jacked for a teenager. And I ran track. I wasn't even, this is like cooler than mine. Not that I was checking him out. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he was cool. He was cool ass dude. I don't know where he at though now.
You're not on Facebook anymore, but this is, you know, the people that you know. I saw him on there. I was like, oh shit, this is him in his mid 30s now. It's interesting.
Is he still rip?
I didn't look that deep. But I did wonder. I did cross my mind though.
I bet his kids wouldn't be ripped though. Nah, because he didn't put in that work.
Nah, it's kind of wearing out over time.
Yeah, because like him living like his life, he's already ripped, right? But like his life, he didn't do none of that extra stuff to keep his body like ripped. His body like
genetically.
Yeah, the body like, oh, okay, I guess
we don't need this no more.
Yeah, I guess whatever. He don't need these muscles no more. So the next gene that carry on.
We'll save ourselves the time of work and just make them like normal kids.
Yeah, some normal ass Fortnite kids.
I think he has kids too. So
yeah, he has kids. Okay, I remember that.
But yeah, that's where I heard the Nazis got the idea from for like gene therapy and how to go after the Jews. Mm-hmm. Whereas through American slavery, where they would do selective breeding, and if you were a baby that was underweight or whatever, they would basically kill you. But they was trying to create like this super black man to do all the work and labor, and women too. It wound up backfiring because this country got like so lazy and wanted to have so many slaves that they created too many super super black men, and when they start escaping, they start killing them. And it became a problem, and that's backfired. What it backfired. So damn, we created all these super strong black folks and now they're killing us. Because at one time in America, black folks outnumbered white people during slavery because they had brought so many black people over. So many, and it's like, hey, we looked at all these black folks working, and when they started escaping, it became a problem. Oh God, they fucking everybody up.
They just need that one strong mind. That's all they need. Be that. Like, hey,
why are we doing this?
You know, there's more of us than them, and we're stronger than these guys. Like, why are we listening to them?
You know, we should get paid for this. Y'all know that, right?
Why the hell are we listening? Doing?
Django.
Chaos. I count one gun. I count six shots. But yeah, like with this whole super soldier thing, like it wasn't just United States or Russia or China. You know, North Korea was doing this stuff also.
Really?
North Korea creating super soldiers, and
I could definitely see that.
North Korea was doing that shit. You know,
I can see that.
They're extreme on everything.
They're like the little train that could. They're trying to boss up on everyone, but.
Uh-huh. And the U.S. Department of Defense, they've been working on like an exoskeleton and using like technologies to enhance soldiers' physical abilities. And yes. I think you see like a lot of these technology like in the games now, like with Call of Duty. I think I remember seeing Modern Warfare where they had like exoskeleton add-ons and shit. Or
I played that game and it's like you can double jump and shit because you get the exosuit. It's crazy. Yeah.
So I think like the U.S. were doing stuff with exoskeleton modifications to the human body.
They did. Actually, there was something I did skip over earlier. How the U.S. and this is back when Obama had announced it, they were trying to create this exoskeleton suit called Talos. There's like this cheesy ass video that's still on YouTube to this day where it shows like the 3D marketing of the Talos suit. Looks stupid as shit, and it's like 2008 looking CGI, but in the video it's supposed to be like promoting, hey, this is like this new suit that's coming out, and it didn't really do anything special, but just absorb a lot of bullets, which I guess it matters a lot in war if you can take the bullets and keep on moving. But it's supposed to be like the suit they was building for soldiers to basically just absorb a bunch of gunfire, like a hail of bullets, and then just start shooting everyone down as well too. But it never came to fruition, probably because it cost too much, or as in the movie Batman Begins, when Bruce Wayne was trying to build his bat suit, and Morgan Freeman was telling him, like, yeah, we built this bat suit you got. We built this. This was actually originally built for soldiers in the military, but the United States government realized that the cost of this suit wasn't worth a soldier's life, so they didn't invest in it. So now we got a bunch of suits laying around for Batman to use. So I think that's one of the things, like, yeah, this suit's good, but it's going to cost us too much money to protect these soldiers, so fuck it. We don't want it.
Yeah, I think going to war now, like with an actual physical soldier, I think that's like old school way of going.
No, this shit's over with, man. We got drones, man. This shit's far from the skies.
Yeah, and biological warfare,
cyber warfare. But this is all on the internet too, yeah, man.
Cyber biological, like, hey, we don't have to get messy no more. We don't have to send nobody.
Mm-hmm. We didn't got it saves on human lives, yeah, but
if China can be out here like just dropping balloons and out here, like, couldn't they be like dropping off viruses too?
You know what I'm saying? What's in y'all blown up in the sky? What's falling down? It's probably more than just a balloon.
And then a lot of the stuff that gets passed through, like, because if you think about it, like the stuff that's going into the Asian grocery stores,
really,
a lot of those stuffs gets passed through like FDA regulation, everything. Because there's so much stuff, like you can't even
regulate. They can't go through all of it, man.
Yeah, they can't go through all that shit. It's almost impossible. And then it's like you get like certain powders to make certain like food from like Cambodia and stuff, but the powder's coming in from China. How can you even verify if that's just like legit powder or whatever? But a lot of these, all these stuff that's going into these Asian stores, I bet you 80% of it is not even like inspected.
Was a lot of this stuff coming from the motherland too, or no? Just
yeah.
Okay.
It's like a lot of stuff. You'd be like, okay, maybe this is illegal to even be in like a store like this.
Right, right.
But it get passed through all that shit because it's almost impossible to inspect all of it. So it's like,
too much.
If all that shit get passed to like a Asian grocery store, can you imagine like if they wanted to do something crazy, like, you know, like with the country and shit, like wouldn't they can bypass all that shit so easily?
Real shit, man. That's like even with supplements. Supplements aren't, a lot of supplements aren't even FDA approved. It's just like just shoveled much. In.
Because they already passed so many loopholes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they have to create new laws to ban new substance. Like, that's why like the gas station, they're like releasing all this shit like that natural heroin in the gas station that you can buy and shit.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that shit bypassed that because it went through like a loophole and then the FDA, they didn't catch it. And these gas station and smoke shops are selling it.
Like it's normal.
Yeah, like salvia, before that shit kicked off. They're like, all right, you gotta, that's illegal now. You can't do that.
Damn salvia.
Or like bath salts. Like, oh, stop. Florida's crazy right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
But yeah, that's that with the super soldiers.
You want to go into the convenience store thing then? Since we kind of segue into that?
Yeah, let's go to that.
Let's go right into it, man.
All right, so Mississippi, they voted to ban a gas station heroin.
Mm, man, so, it's just insane, man.
Mississippi has passed a bill to make, I think it's called tepentine. I don't know how you say this drug.
Let me see.
T-I-A-N-E. We're just going to call it
tepentine. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're not druggies, so we don't know how to pronounce this shit.
Sorry, guys.
So it's a drug known as a gas station heroin, a Schedule I controlled substance. Joining, like, this other states that's actually trying to ban it is Ohio, Michigan, Alabama, Minnesota, Tennessee, Georgia,
hey-o,
and Indiana.
Okay.
So, like, this drug is meant to, like, boost, like, mood and focus. But it hasn't been approved by the FDA. It mimics opioids and causes like severe withdrawals from like users
that've
been using it. So, you know, when they stop, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, for them, sure. Yeah.
So, like, there's also been cases that's leading to like addiction and fatal overdoses. Mississippi, they're trying to ban this shit like immediately because it's really actually fucking up like their whole community.
For sure,
this
man.
Stuff is being sold legally in the gas stations.
A lot of this shit right here that affects people the most are people who are in poverty, because like go to the gas station, get something cheap, like, oh, word spread around, like, oh, this should get you high. Mm-hmm. Then everybody's go to the gas station and get it, and right. I can see it have a ripple effect for sure, man.
Yeah, like remember 4 Loko when it came out?
Oh my God, man. I don't even know if they even make 4 Loko, but the true 4 Loko,
Yeah, the OG.
The shit that was killing kids.
The OG 4 Loko?
Man, just one.
Jesus Christ.
Just one. And that was back during the time, too, where I was partying and drinking heavy.
This was
and
the party 4
Loko,
days.
4 Loko was still days. Too much for me.
Yeah, it was definitely like a phase that I think the whole generation.
Millennials.
Yeah, the whole generation, like, at that time,
well, look,
if
crazy.
You were partying and going to clubs or whatever,
yes,
Four Loko was in the mix of all that. Almost like guaranteed. Like,
all the time.
I remember going to like a club, right? Right when we got out to the parking lot, there's people like pre-gaming with Four Loko. All in the fucking parking deck. I'm like, holy shit. People are getting trashed before they even go into the club. And it was happening.
I was
like, holy shit.
The wave.
That was like the time. But, you know, nobody was just posting shit. Oh, yeah, I'm going to the club with Four Loko. It wasn't like that. Like the internet was available at that time. But I don't think people at that time were posting everything that they were doing.
No, not.
It was the beginning phase, but not like that.
No, a lot of us were still in that World Star shit, and it was no truth coming out of the internet. It was just the crazy stuff.
Yeah, it was
wild. And might have still been people beginning beheaded at the time too. I don't know, but there was one night, one of the worst nights I ever had drinking. I never forget this. I had the synthetic weed, which was actually salvia. At the time, it was just referred to as synthetic weed. And I remember I was in the military. A lot of us was like, oh my God, 7-Eleven outside of our base is selling this synthetic weed. The military didn't even know nothing about it yet. And we was all like, let's go buy it just to smoke it. And we would buy it and smoke it and everything. But one night, we had that artificial weed, the synthetic weed or whatever, / salvia. We had it with Four Loko one night.
Damn.
Horrible night. Horrible. Turned my stomach inside out, man. That was so damn bad. I'm getting chills thinking about it. That was so damn bad that I was like, actually, that was kind of like the end of the days for me and Four Loko, for one. And that was the last time I ever did the synthetic weed. It was just like, just by themselves they're bad, but then together it was just like very disgusting.
That sounds like death.
Feeling, man. It was horrible feeling. You feel like shit the next day for sure. You feel like somebody just like kicked you out of a car and then rolled you in mud and then like spit
it's
on
so,
you.
It's so crazy. Like, it's how horrible. Back then, like us, like young at that age, early 20s, we're just finding like, what's the best way we can get fucked up and shit?
What's the best way to get, like, I'm ready to leave this planet for a little bit. What can we do?
And yeah, it's so crazy.
You just experiment.
Or maybe it was just me and other people that was just chasing that.
Nah, it's not
like,
damn.
Hey, what's different from this normal world, you know?
I think honestly that comes with the everyday life of you being your 20s and now you're experiencing real adulthood and the shit is not as fun as you thought it was.
Yeah, you look
because now you got responsibilities and you're stressed.
You look back like, damn, that's so stupid. But then now, like us, like our age, and then we're seeing like the young generation doing the dumb shit.
Yeah,
it's probably the same shit.
But they're doing it sober. The young generation don't even like smoke or anything. They're just what is, I don't even know what to do.
But it was wild.
Popping
it's
pills?
Like, what's wild about like the new generation coming up? This has actually been like a spike in like suicides.
Oh man, yeah. Oh really?
Yeah, so you would think like something is definitely going on like with the whole social media and being like on the internet too much is actually causing like a
depression.
An effect where it's actually making them almost like, you know, like wanting to take their own lives away. And
I can see that being a thing because
without even like barely even experiencing like life, like real life,
also things with like with bullying in this new age, because when we were growing up, bullying was like, I never really got bullied like that, and if anyone ever came at me type of way, I would try to fight them just to get them off my back, because that's how you stop that shit. But back in the day, it was like bullying was like at school and it never came to your house. Well, nowadays it's like bullying is at school. You go home, get online, social media. It's dickheads have found a new way to torture people outside of school now, and it might be too much. It's a lot, man. It's hard to deal with that shit in school, and now you got to deal with it at home. Home's supposed to be a sanctuary, but if you go on social media and then you get made fun of by classmates and all that, it's the next
That's
level.
That's interesting. Like, I'm curious about like how it does like go on now, like with the new generation.
Yeah, how does it like get to that point, you know?
Like, does the bullying like start like in the school and then it does go into online, or does it start online and then it continues on school?
I think it might start on school and then and I'm no parent or anything, but I think it would start online. I'm sorry, start in school, and then because bullies are bullies and they got nothing else better to do and they're fucking miserable, they go home like, let's go see his fucking Facebook page, and look it up. Look at this asshole. Let's message him. And, cause they ain't got nothing else better to do. When you have a good heart and you're not miserable, you have other things to occupy your time. When you're miserable, you focus specifically on someone to pick on just to make up for your downfalls a lot, and you're not happy, and you just gotta find a target to get on.
This is interesting topic because like us like being our age now, like we're just a generation like
removed
from the kids like in high school. I really wonder like what actually like how's
it now?
What is it like in high school now? Like maybe we can like interview like some of these kids and shit, find out like what's going on, like what's like what's the deal now, like what the hell are you guys even doing? Because I can't even imagine like being in class like with the teacher, knowing that you have full access to the internet to whatever answers. Like how does class like
how is it different now? Because
yeah, because before, like, when we were in school, ain't nobody know the answer to nothing.
Not a damn thing.
Nobody got access.
You had to go to the library for our answers, and nobody wanted to do it. That's too much work. There was,
like, just a small amount of people that had access to the internet at all times, but the whole school wasn't like that. So it was still a normal thing. The teacher was still mysterious. Like, she still looked like the smartest lady in the school.
Yes, you know, like, nothing about her.
Yeah. But now, like, the fact, like, how, you know, technology advanced and everybody got all access to every information, all the answers to everything. I wonder what school is like right now for high school students and if they're...
It's got to be so different, man.
Especially, like, with the teachers. The
disrespect got to be...
Yeah.
The disrespect's... I'm starting to see this trend of, like, kids act up in classes and then just being this way towards teachers. A lot of times, too, I think it's because with social media, these teachers who have lives outside of school, like anybody else who has a job, they have some type of social media platform. And these kids know how to work the internet better than anyone on this planet right now. They can easily find that teacher, see their personal life, and then probably want to attack them even more. Because there has to be a separation between teacher and a student. And once these people start learning personal stuff about you, it kind of starts cutting into the respect level. That's why I think a lot of times teachers probably have a hard time with students because they have access to see all your damn likes and everything. Like, oh, they're just a normal person. They don't see you as like a an authority figure if they have access to see you as a person.
Yeah.
At least that's my take on that. That's why I always feel like it's...
Yeah. I would think like it's so difficult now to actually even be a teacher trying to teach kids because... The kids have so much access to the whole world, which I don't know, man. I don't think everybody's supposed to get access to like all of that shit. No. Not everybody.
They even talk. Did I talk about it last week? I can't remember, but they're talking about like putting an age restriction on social media, where you have to be, is it 16 and up or 18 and up?
I say you gotta have a license.
I think you should be 21 and up for social media. Social media is toxic as shit. Social media is a lot for an adult to deal with.
Yeah,
I can imagine a child or a high school student, which is still a child to me, having to deal with...
they shouldn't have to see all that.
All this shit, man. And they want to get involved in adult conversations, which is mainly most of social media is a bunch of adults on it. You want to jump in topics you don't know what you're talking about and...
Telling a mom how to pay her mortgage.
No, like, you know...
Hey, mom, you should refinance. Like, what the fuck? Shut up, Rebecca Black.
What's up with you and Rebecca Black today? Like,
it's a cool name.
It's not Friday. Today is Tuesday.
It's a cool name.
I hope she's doing all right, Rebecca Black.
All right, so that drug in the gas station is actually sold in the name of Zaza.
Zaza.
Or Tiana.
Zaza, Tiana.
It has been linked to a lot of fatal overdoses. Let me show you a little picture. I have one picture about it. What it looks like in the gas station. Looks like this.
TD.
TD Red, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. Dietary supplement. You can imagine seeing this in gas station, just completely ignoring it.
15 capsules.
Wondering if it's like a sex pill, you know?
Everything I see pill wise, I'm like, it's for penis.
Yeah, like
blue chew,
goat weed or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's that.
Damn, man, don't take anything from a gas station unless it's Quick Trip or Racetrack or a gas station is like a grocery store. Not them rinky-dink ones.
if it's owned by like somebody like with the Middle Eastern, like, you know,
I ain't gonna lie, I live down the street from a gas station. It's a lucrative business on a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, they sell a lot of stuff that's like you never even heard of.
And it's ran by Middle Easterns. My shit is wild down the street.
You don't even know if it's illegal or legal. Like, fuck, they sell everything.
Yeah, man. A whole lot of shit. And drugs, too. Yeah, I said it. I don't care.
You guys got kid blood? Hold on. Matter of fact, we do have kid blood. What age? What? What age?
What? How much you got? You're asking too many questions. What do you want?
1 ounce. Like, goddamn.
I said what age?
Let me get 1 ounce kid blood. But yeah, moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
We're going to cut all that.
All right. Okay, so... okay, that's right. So it says Funko. Okay, so I'll do the Funko Pop story. Funko is sending $30 million worth of its products to a landfill. So apparently a bunch of Funko Pop toys aren't being sold anymore. And I always thought they sold like hotcakes. I just bought a Funko Pop toy like 2 weeks ago. I bought one of Lamar Jackson, my quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. I bought a Funko Pop of him. Then I saw this article, it hurt my heart. So they're sending at least $30 million worth in products to a landfill. So this is kind of similar. Yeah, they because there's too many, like, they're making too many Funko Pops. And they have too many left over to sell. And it's worth $30 million, so they have to get rid of it. And they're going to throw it into a landfill. God knows what's going to happen to the environment when they burn all this plastic up. This might start Armageddon. I don't know. This is horrible. I think they should shoot all this stuff into space.
No. I don't even think they put it like a dent.
Just get off the planet, I think. Because they're going to burn up all this plastic. Because that's all they're going to do is like
burn
it up.
No, they're just going to bury it.
Kind of like this is like our era's version.
That's how like we get rid of trash. We just like put it over like a bunch of dirt.
True, but then the earth grows around it. And then what if like plants can't grow there, though?
Yeah, and then you hope and pray that a lot of the stuff that they bury is biodegradable and shit.
Not that plastic.
Because I remember like when I used to do community service, right?
Me too.
And every time like we went into like the courthouse, we would have to get all the evidence from the court and then put it on the truck and then take it to the landfill.
What?
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like the evidence that we took from the evidence pile and shit.
Yeah,
it'll be like a whole cash register with money in it, still money in it. Because I remember I chucked that shit into like the trunk bin, right?
Yeah,
it went ka-ching!
It popped open.
Popped open. A bunch of money came out. I was like, "Holy shit!" They're like, "Yeah, we got thrown away because we're being like monitored by like officers while we're doing like, you know." Taking all the junk away from the courthouse and shit.
That's crazy. So
there'll be like big trays with guns, put it on like the back of the truck, guns, everything. I was like, holy shit, money. We're throwing money in the fucking the bin. Money, guns, weapons. I remember like it was like a whole tray of like a Newports, a bunch of Newport cigarettes that we had to throw out. We're like, holy shit, this is crazy. You threw out all these Newports. And then I was like, and then we got back into the truck, right? And then they drove us all the way to the landfill. We're being followed by officers the whole time. And then they took it to the landfill. And then the truck dumped all that shit.
Yeah,
we dumped it all. And then right when like the bulldozer come and just bury it, then we get to leave. And then that's when the officers leave. And then we go back.
They didn't search y'all? Like on the way out?
No, yeah.
Oh,
no.
God.
They just gotta watch us, make sure like everything is being buried.
Ain't nobody stealing. That's oh my god! I didn't even know that was. I don't like that. So they're just burying junk.
Yeah, basically.
Man, this planet is probably got like this planet's gonna kill us.
Yeah, that's when I was like, that's when I realized like, oh, this is how they do all the trash. Like it doesn't matter what's in the trash.
And they just build on top of this shit.
Yeah,
man.
And then there's like.
Because what if like 30 years from now they want to build a subdivision on top of that? You know what I'm saying? They can move landfills. This happens a lot. Just move a landfill.
Yeah, that's what's crazy about that whole shit. And you can imagine how much trash goes in like every week. The mountain is just getting higher and higher and higher.
Man, Earth hates Earth hates us, man. That is horrible.
You know who produces like the most trash?
Japan?
The Philippines.
Really?
They trashy. Like they throw a lot of trash in the ocean and everything. Yeah, they
I can see that.
They make a lot of trash
for the world. I heard Florida's pretty bad too, and I didn't notice until recently. Florida's pretty bad with people throwing shit in the ocean out there. I don't know how true that is, but
they're bad with a lot of stuff.
Trash is at least the Florida's worst. I was actually being nice right there.
They still got Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah.
They balance it out. It's like it's the Magic Kingdom balance it out. Yeah.
And Universal Studios.
Yeah, they got Harry Potter too.
Yeah, and Harry Potter Land, man. I've always wanted to go.
It's cool. Yeah.
You been?
Yeah, I've been there. And it actually feels like you're in London. I've never been to London, but I would imagine.
London's awesome, folks.
Yeah, because
it's amazing.
It's like they.
Everybody need to go to London, man. It's dope.
Yeah, it's like they really nailed the feel of like you actually being in another country because it felt gloomy. It felt like. I was like, oh, shit. It feels like I'm not even in America no more. So, I was like, they fucking nailed it.
Ooh, and I want to go now, man.
Cause yeah, you should go. Like, it's really, like, it's really cool.
I've been to England before and all that. And there's parts of America you'll go to, like, man, this neighborhood is old. Or this area feels old. Go over there, man. Way older, man. It's like old world stuff. But they keep up with it very well. Mm-hmm. And cobblestone streets. And it smells cleaner. I don't care what anybody says. It smells way cleaner than what we got going on in America. But I don't know, it's a different type of feel to it. It's like an old feel, older than America. And so that's why I really want to see this Harry Potter land now.
I know the feeling. It might not feel old like that, but.
Well, like, but it, like, just give, like, the
yeah, just, you'll get the feel.
The feel of it, yeah.
I did feel different.
I like that. I was like, that's cool shit. Like,
damn, like, my British accent almost came out. Yeah. I felt like I had to change up and shit, change my fucking code and shit, and talk different.
What the fuck, bruv? Whoever how they talk, I don't know.
I'll be right back. I'll take a leak real quick.
All
right. And we're back.
Yeah, so.
All right. Next story. We got Chris on the next story.
Oh, me. Okay. Next story. Oh yeah, so Japan just found 7,000 islands it didn't know it had, which is insane. I can't believe this is a thing right now. It says Japan has recounted its islands and discovered it has 7,000 more than it previously thought. So with digital mapping, the Geospatial Information Authority, or the GSI of Japan, recently found out that it had 14,125 islands in the Japanese territory. Now, originally, they thought it was 6,852, and that officials have used it since 1987. So, since 1987, they thought they had 6,852 islands. Now, with this new GSI type of digital mapping system, mm-hmm. they find out, hey, Japan, you have 7,000 more islands, which adds up to 14,125 islands.
Wait, so they're just like short by like 1,000 islands?
Like 7,000. So like basically there was at 6,000.
They were at 6,000 and then went with the new technology.
They found out they have 7,000 more. So
7,000 more. Oh.
So now they're at 14,125 islands in Japan.
That's crazy.
Which then makes me question, how big is this fucking planet? Like, how y'all miss this?
For how long humans been living on this earth? And then with the technology, with satellites and stuff, you would think they would accurately map out, like, these islands, these countries, because they're trying to do it, you know, to make sure everything is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're saying recently Japan has discovered they have 7,000 more islands that they didn't even know about that's been unaccounted for. Which, to me, that boggles my mind how something like that can just slip through, like, whatever they're doing. Especially with, like, the people that's mapping out.
It could have been, it could have been, like, a simple, even if it was, like, a dozen.
Yeah, like, maybe, 10, 20, or even 100.
I would say 100. Maybe 100. But 7,000 islands.
That's a bit much.
You got any theories on it? Do you have any? What's your take on this?
I go straight through the sci-fi theory. You're now.
Like, let's go.
Let's hear. I feel like maybe we did slip into like another reality, and we are operating on a brand new Earth, which has brand new islands and shit, and then we're just,
and nobody realized it. Actually, no, not nobody realized it. They never existed before.
Yeah, but now they exist now.
And then most people are like, oh yeah, well, maybe we just overlooked it. 7,000?
That's crazy.
That's like, a lot, man. Maybe
like we shifted in like frequency, like where we're just vibrating different, like Earth 375, then we're Earth on 375 and shit. But then this Earth happens to have a bunch of islands. New islands.
14,000.
And this is just like Japan. Like, can you imagine? Like,
what else we got out there?
Like the Philippines, how many new islands have been discovered? Right? Because the Philippines are already like broken up to like a bunch of islands.
Shit ton of islands.
Damn.
So that Japan's finally got 7,000 more on top of their 6,000 is already a lot.
Or like another theory is that like maybe these are man-made islands.
Ooh.
Because I did heard that China was making a lot of man-made islands so they can control like a certain part of the sea.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That's right. Actually a smart idea. Just make a man-made island to control like a specific region of it.
Part of the ocean and shit. Because China, they are doing something. I forgot what they call it. But they even made like an island like big enough to support like their whole airport.
Oh my God. I'd be scared.
With the whole landing strip and everything.
Oh, I'd be scared to get on. So basically an artificial island.
Yeah.
I would be scared as shit to get on one.
They call it red something like red island. I forgot what they call it. But China is making a lot of artificial islands out in the ocean so they can control that part of the whole region in that whole ocean area.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, hey, this is our shit. We built this island here on this ocean. You guys can't come here no more.
Man, I'd be scared as shit to get on an artificial island. What if it just sinks when you get on it? Like, oh my God. Tidal waves, because the water's going to wash over you. Mm. Oh my God.
That is scary, but.
But is it so? It's so like such an like. If they were building an artificial island, that would be such a. Oh my God! That would change the game of like.
No, they've been doing it for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, look it up.
So actually, like, because you said like they could support an airport, but my brain's saying like support a city. That's what I'm thinking of. Like, you can just build a damn island and people can live on this now.
Possible. Yeah.
Man, this has got to be bad though. This wouldn't. This like, what if everybody started just building artificial islands and then it cuts away from the water, the ocean?
Japan, I mean, China, maybe Japan's doing it too. They're already all in on it. Yeah, they're like, okay, like, what's the most money you can get with people? Like, it's with real estate and then create more real estate and shit.
Yeah, too. Because land is where the money's at. That's the true land. You need land to make some moves. Because once you got the land, once you own the land, you control whoever puts whatever what on it. And I learned this shit back when I was in the small country called Kyrgyzstan. And while the people lived on the land, a huge chunk of the land was owned by Russia. And Russia made the money off every time planes landed, took off, all this other stuff. They got all the money off of it. So it's all about who controls the land. So yeah, I can see that. Mm. Yeah, so I guess Japan might get a shit ton of money if they start doing something with these 7,000 islands that just popped up in reality.
What was the like reason behind them? Like, finally discovering all these islands?
For the most part, it's just, like, they just ran it through just the regular type of more discovery. Because Japan is, like, a lot of that area is islands in the first place. And a lot of it has been broken up either through, like, seismic activity, earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes throughout centuries, maybe millions of years. And what was probably a whole piece of, like, a part of China at one point or whatever that side of the world is has been broken up and just been shattered. So it could be just a thing of where they're still trying to discover stuff. But a lot of stuff costs money. It's not free to have like this type of to actually have a government run like digital mapping type stuff. It does cost money and stuff. It's not free. And so maybe it's time consuming. Ocean's always moving. Oceans are fucking massive. If anybody's ever flown over Earth or like an ocean, for the love of God, it's horrifying to me. It looks like another planet. It looks like the ocean to me looks like what it was in Interstellar. Mm-hmm. When they land on an ocean planet,
yeah.
Once you go like a certain amount of distance and you don't see anything, it's like that. It's mm-hmm. just like, fuck, you die out here. Who's gonna save you? Nobody can get that far. So it's almost like yeah. another planet. So maybe they overlooked some stuff. A lot of storms happen in oceans too, and the storms are more severe out there in oceans as well too. So maybe like clouds may have blocked out shit. Maybe this, that, you know, stuff like that. But since 87, you guys claimed that y'all had 6,000 islands, and then now, what we at, like 35 years later, now I have 7,000 more. That's a huge leap. That's a massive leap.
That's a lot of islands they missed out. A
lot. It ain't like I said, it ain't like 10, 100. This is...
So if like Japan, they barely recounted like the whole islands, like what do you think like other countries like the Philippines would do a recount to?
I would too, man. Shit, check it out. See what you got.
Philippines, if like, oh shit, there's like 10,000 more islands.
Well, if you find an island, just claim it as yours. Like, oh, this is us.
Yeah.
Because there's like small islands I've seen too on when I used to mess around with like Google Earth all the time. I would look at like islands, just like random islands in the ocean. I'm like, what is this? I would click on it and zoom on it. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a tiny island. Like, for example, there was an island I came across that was off the west of, I want to say South America. But there's an island that is like a donut and it has a hole in it and everything. And it's
like Final Fantasy.
Oh, seven?
Seven.
Yeah, with the meteor hits.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. It looks like a giant-ass crater, and there's water inside of it, but the island goes around this big-ass hole. And I think at this island that they have on is maybe 30 people. Like, it was 30 people that live on the island. And when I did some research on this tiny island, this donut island that people live on, the 30-something people are maybe 40-something. There was like this controversy of where the mayor was like stealing money from like the people that lived on the island.
Yeah.
But it was only like 40 some people. It was weird. I went down a rabbit hole and I was like, what? Like, but I was more shocked that it was you people
still robbed them.
Yeah. Like people ain't gonna know that you did this shit. You live like right in the same neighborhood as them, man. It was also stupid.
It's a jack move.
Yeah. But you're doing it on an island with like 40 damn people or weird shit. Yeah, you know?
That's wild.
But it's like, I was also shocked too that there's like a society. Like if somebody came from the island and then came to whatever else in the world, it was.
What's up, Katie?
Katie Long, what's Katie up? Katie Long,
what's good?
What's going on? But if somebody that lived on that donut island went to another established country, was like, hey, I'm from here, nobody's not going to know it or believe you.
Yeah.
Because nobody don't know. Nobody knows, man. So maybe Earth is bigger than what we imagine. And after reading this story, it made me think about the ice wall.
Ice wall has been expanded.
Yeah. I went back to that. I was like, oh God.
Because if Japan discovering like 7,000 more islands, like can you imagine like how much bigger everything is?
That's what I'm saying. Like how big is
this planet? They missed out on that. You know, Japan, they're like tedious with all this shit.
Man, come on. With the I thought y'all was like the technology place.
Right.
They made PlayStation.
They would make sure like, hey, we know exactly all our islands. We know everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then like, hey, 7,000 islands just showed up.
Out of nowhere.
It's like, who the fuck just... Who was in charge this whole time? They missed out on all that. They could have made a new map on like Final Fantasy and shit.
Could be.
Katie says, you would say you were the biggest cities
what?
Nearest you, no matter how far it is.
Okay, says, you would say you were from the biggest city nearest to you, no matter how far it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. True. Yeah. Oh, okay. Long also says, I wish I lived on an island. I used to, and then I remember some years ago when a volcano erupted in Hawaii, and they showed all this lava just... It took hours for it to happen, but they saw lava going down the street and then going across a car and then eventually just devouring the car. It took hours for it to happen, but it basically forced people to run. And how the hell is everybody going to run off an island? Because a lot of, if not all, actually, no, all islands are byproducts of volcanoes. So a lot of islands got it's tied to volcanic activity type of stuff. So they're prone to like earthquakes and shit spew out the water. Hell, get hit with tsunamis. Like I want to live on a continent. But the feel of an island, though, I would love it, though.
I mean, we might become like a island.
What, America?
Yeah.
I can see it happen, just
like,
breaking
if,
off.
If Yosemite, like, blows up, right?
Oh, we're like, dead. We're going to be annoyed.
We might be okay, but I think that would actually, like, split up the whole continent.
Oh, they sound like if Yosemite, like, erupts, that's going to block out the sun. It's like a super volcano. We might be, it might be like The Last of Us. We'll be fighting in the winter.
Dinosaur mode.
Dinosaur mode. Riding on dinosaurs and trying to survive in the snow.
It's like, hold on, I got ashes in my eyes.
Gotta put my goggles on.
Yeah, like, shoop, shoop, shoop. You remember how, like, when, like the West Coast, they were dealing with all those forest fires and shit? And then they were driving on the highway, and the whole highway's like lit up.
No.
And it looks like they're driving through hell.
Oh, and that's with the forest fires?
Yeah, just with forest fires.
Yeah.
Imagine that everywhere.
Yeah, man. If Yosemite blows up, that's going to be the whole West Coast. Like, all of it, man. Yeah.
And the whole mid, they're fucked up, too.
I remember
I think almost like us were fucked up, too.
Actually, I back when I was in the military, I had looked this up. I used to live in Colorado, and when this is back when Yosemite was popping off, it might erupt. I'm like, and I was looking at the kill zone. I'm like, man, Colorado's done. Mm-hmm. But the first spot I was looked at was Georgia. Georgia's like the safe spot.
Yeah, green.
Out of most spots, is like Georgia's like a safest spot because.
Yeah, that's where that Guidestone was at.
Yes, maybe it might have something to do with it.
Yeah, but somebody it's like blew the perfect up. Spot. Somebody blew up the Guidestone. So now somebody messed with the timeline.
We're fucked.
So the reason why the Guidestone got fucked up because somebody dabbled with the timeline. We're in a new timeline now.
Yeah.
So now, like, there's
new rules.
New rules. The agenda has changed, you know?
This is it. Katie says, not true. The Saudi people make islands. They dump shit ton of sand to make islands in the Gulf.
This is what I was saying. China is doing this shit.
So China and Saudi Arabia is doing it.
Yeah, they're making their own islands and shit. Like, China, they dump so much sand like into the ocean. They made their own airport.
That's crazy as shit. How big is the damn ocean?
Landing like a 747.
I would be so scared to walk on that, man. That's so horrifying.
They know what they're doing.
But sand is built for water though, so it makes sense because you wouldn't want to use concrete because water can seep between concrete. Which I watched this a while ago about what they say when you kill somebody. Oh, you're about to throw somebody in the water? Don't ever tie their feet to concrete because their body eventually is going to just float back up to the surface.
So what you do?
Just don't use concrete.
How do you get them to sink down?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to kill anybody, but I just know that with like...
I'll tell you how to do it, but go ahead.
They say like when you give them like concrete shoes, like how the mafia used to do, and drop people off of bridges wearing concrete fucking feet... Water seeps in between concrete because the molecules are still loose. But sand, I feel like maybe can deal with it better. So if you build an island, don't use concrete. Because eventually concrete will crack and break apart with water. But sand is obviously built to deal with water. So I can see, So Katie Long says, they have huge million-dollar estates on there. Oh, my God. And Saudi got money, too, man. Oh, my God. Saudi Arabia got too much money.
But I'll tell you how it's like to drop a body like in the ocean. You don't have to worry about those bricks and stuff. You know, like the body is like, we're like flotation devices like automatically, right?
Automatically, yeah.
And the reason why is because like our livers are filled like with air. Mm-hmm. So the only thing you got to do is just take the body, stab it in the liver, make sure all the air comes out. And then the body will just drop down in the ocean.
The liver, not the lungs?
Yeah, the lungs.
Wait,
I'm just playing. I made all this up.
Oh my God! But,
I mean, I would figure like these organs like would carry a lot of air, right? So I'm just guessing. Maybe you just punctured all these organs that can carry air, and then you know the body would just sink on its own naturally. You don't have to tie nothing down to it. You know, what would Jeffrey do?
I watch a lot of murder shows. I think they just chop up the bodies.
Yeah, that's so messy.
Just spread it. Me, I'm like this. Don't kill anybody. Just don't even do it. You're not going to get away with it. That's how... Look, CSI has programmed my brain to never want to commit a crime. I'm good. I'll just hate you forever if I don't like you.
Yes, it's too much.
It's too much, man. I'm not trying to be somebody's bitch in prison.
For real, like, if you think about that, like, hey, you want to get messed up in prison? Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? Like, you hate this person, but is it really worth it? Is it really worth it?
Yeah.
You want to lose your freedom over this motherfucker? Like, what you're feeling right now is temporary. You're just angry. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. You'll be happier. You'll be happier free than you are locked up.
Exactly. You don't want to be in there with Jared for long.
Katie says, can I send a link? Because I'm blocked on Whisper. It's a picture of them islands.
You sure can't send a link.
You can't.
Yeah. You can describe it, though. We'll look it up later.
Yes.
I want to see this. We're about to end the show anyway, because we've been here for like 2 hours now.
Oh, man. We come over at 8 o'clock. Oh, my God. Yes.
Any other stories before we clock out?
No, that's it, man. That's it.
That's it?
I got some stuff for next week. It's all good.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. We'll catch you guys next week on Tuesday. Peace out. Adios.
See you guys.